sinner's prayer. You repent of your sin, you put your trust in what Jesus has done for you, and then you ask Jesus into your life. I've had pictures in my mind, I don't want them there, of someone with a chainsaw taking the top off your head and allowing Jesus to clamber in. Believe me, that's not the way it works. Jesus comes into us through the Holy Spirit. We have to breathe him in. It's by an act of will. It doesn't happen without our being willing. But we nevertheless receive him, not physically, not even in the water itself. Forgive me if you have a different view of baptism. We can discuss that afterwards. But I believe it is through the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus enters our lives and transforms us and enables us to do what John the Baptist did and those early disciples did, and that is point to Jesus and draw others to him. The Holy Spirit, as I keep on saying, doesn't draw attention to himself, but he does to Jesus. The greatest sadness we can cause, and we're told not to grieve the Holy Spirit, is, I believe, that we don't allow him to work in our lives. I believe the Bible makes it clear that we can't be a Christian unless we have the Holy Spirit in us. So if you're a Christian and you've asked the Holy Spirit into your life, ask Jesus, same thing, ask Jesus into your life, then you have the Holy Spirit. The question then is what you allow him to do, how you allow him to transform you. John the Baptist was the best the Old Testament had to offer, but through the work of the Holy Spirit, every one of us can be the best that the kingdom of God has to offer. My prayer is that at the beginning of this year, we shall more and more be open to the Spirit of Jesus. Perhaps that's the safest way of describing him. The Spirit of Jesus being at work in our lives so that we can share the love that God has shown to us in Jesus with those we meet. To his name be the praise and the glory. Amen.